USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's not happy that Georgia is planning to reopen non-essential businesses by tomorrow.
I disagree strongly with his decision to open certain facilities which are in violation of the phase one guidelines.
Trump adding that he did speak with Governor Brian Kemp about it, but that Kemp must ultimately do what he thinks is best for Georgia residents. The mayor of Las Vegas is facing backlash after saying casinos should reopen despite the state lockdown. The death toll is rising after tornadoes hit parts of Texas and Oklahoma yesterday. At least two people were killed in Marshall County, Oklahoma. In Polk County, Texas, the tornado killed three and injured 30 others. And one person was killed in floodwaters southeast of Fort Worth. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says response teams are being deployed. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It's been passed by the Senate. Now the House is expected today to approve a nearly $500 billion aid package for businesses hurt by the pandemic. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy says it's about time.
I did not think it would take this long to continue to put more money in for small business.
McCarthy accusing Democrats of delaying critical aid to small businesses. Democrats said they needed additional aid for hospitals and billions of dollars for coronavirus testing to be part of the measure. Coronavirus numbers as of last night's briefing. More than 842,000 cases were confirmed in the United States, and over 46,000 people had died of the virus. CNN and Sesame Street are putting on a special about the coronavirus this weekend. It's called a town hall that is scheduled to start at 9 a.m. Eastern on Saturday, aimed at kids and adults. The 90-minute program is called The ABCs of COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Small Business Administration says it's had to inform thousands of businesses that have applied for emergency loans about a data breach that may have compromised their private information. That and more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The SBA said nearly 8,000 applicants to its Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program were affected by the breach and were alerted to the event in a letter from the government. Discovered on March 25th, the breach may have allowed other applicants to view Social Security numbers, income amounts, names, addresses, and contact information. An agency spokesperson said they disabled the impacted portion of the website immediately and relaunched the application portal. The SBA said the affected applicants can request a year of free credit monitoring. Economic injury disaster loans, which in the past have been used to aid business owners facing losses from natural disasters, were greatly expanded under the $2.2 trillion CARES Act to cover businesses affected by the coronavirus pandemic. It now offers grants of up to $10,000 in addition to traditional loans. Unlike the Paycheck Protection Program created by the CARES Act, those seeking disaster loans apply directly via the SBA website. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.